Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Lindblad. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Paul Lindblad. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripos. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Ripos steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. Ripos moves to third. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripos scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Cater moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Repose is walked intentionally. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindblad hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Lindblad reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-1 in the game. AG hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Romano moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Romano trying to get to home. Gosger throws the ball into Roof, who tags Romano, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Skowron moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripoz hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jim Hicks. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Lee Elia. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward pinch hits for John Buzzard. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Bob Locker now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Repose hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Repose. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. AG takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Buford scores. AG moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Jack Aker now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano bunts towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. AG moves to third. Berry moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to Aker covering. Safe. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Phil Roof. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Jack Aker. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahl moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahl scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tim Talton pinch hits for Dick Green. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.